Prologue. Zoe and Tristan Sullivan were rudely awakened by the sound of knocking on their bedroom doors. It was 3 in the morning. The incessant knocking rang loudly inside of Tristan's skull as if someone was banging his head against a wall. Tristan had barely fallen asleep from a night of drinking when the knock came. In anger, he picked up the cell phone on his nightstand and threw it against the door. The phone created a gaping hole in the door. Nervously, the old Sullivan family butler, Vin, poked his head near the hole and spoke.
"Young Master Tristan, there is an urgent call from the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida. Something has happened to your parents."
Still annoyed, but pressing down his anger, Tristan combed his hand through his black hair. He answered,
"Vin, you've worked for our family for how long now? You should know better. What could have possibly happened to my parents?"
From down the hall, Tristan heard the yelling of his twin sister, Zoe, as she stomped from her bedroom.
"How many times must I tell you, losers? Don't wake me up for anything!"
A loud crash sounded near Tristan's bed. Apparently, Zoe had ripped a sconce off the wall and thrown it at Vin. Luckily, Vin had dodged the incoming projectile, which penetrated through the door and ended up in Tristan's room. Stammering, Vin uttered,
"Miss Zoe, please forgive me, but it is urgent. It's a phone call from the Florida police. Your parents were found...
Zoe impatiently shouted,
"Well, spit it out! What, are you getting senile? What are you hesitating for? You've already woken up the entire household. Come on now, stop wasting my time!"
Tristan calmed himself as he exited his room and into the hallway.
"Come on, Vinny, you can do it."
Vin shielded himself and prepared for any type of injury the two young masters might inflict on him, and said morosely,
"Dead. The police believe that they might have found your parents' bodies, and they request that you go down to Orlando to identify them. I am terribly sorry. I cannot believe how this could be possible, but apparently the bodies they found had your parents' identification and belongings on them, and I tried calling them but received no answer."
The blood drained out of Zoe's face, and her demeanor completely changed. The look of anger and menace disappeared as worry consumed her.
"Why are you telling me these lies, Vin?"
asked Tristan, as he looked at the change in Zoe's demeanor. The anger he was trying to hold back overwhelmed him.
"Are you and Zoe playing a trick on me? If you are, know that it's not funny and that I'm not very forgiving,"
he demanded as he approached the old butler. He grabbed Vin by the arms that were shielding his face.
"Please, Master Tristan, please don't. I'm just the messenger. That's what the police told me. Please don't,"
cried Vin, before he screamed in pain. Zoe looked up from her phone after a failed attempt of reaching her parents and yelled at Tristan.
"Stop it, Trist! Nobody's playing any tricks. Let's just take a trip to Orlando and see what this is about."
"This is just not possible. I won't believe it until I see it," he thought.